Brain health has been very popular in the news lately, and this podcast is for you if you've ever had brain fog, cognitive decline, Alzheimer's, CTE, any of these issues. This is the podcast where we're going to jump into the latest research from Dr. Dale Bredesen, Dr. Daniel Amen, Dave Asprey of the Bulletproof Diet, so many other people, all the minds that are really out there paving the way, blazing a path for new research, new strategies that are actually working to get your brain optimized and working at its highest level. The Brain Builders Podcast is just for you. So get a notebook, get a pen, and get ready to open up your mind and get back to the person that you were meant to be. Hello, 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 and welcome to the Brain Builders Podcast. I am your host, Dr. John DeWitt, and today we're getting back into Dave Asprey's book, and we're finishing up talking about diet, and when you combine a high-fat, low-sugar diet that mimics fasting but will never leave you hungry, enhanced detox strategies, an exercise plan, and stress relief protocols, you'll find that you can actually feel the Headstrong program supercharging your brain as it makes new neurons along with strong, healthy myelin. Better yet, these brain cells will keep working as they become seamlessly integrated into your smarter, faster, happier brain. You're on your own when it comes to the sex part, though, if you'll recall. So here are the highlights from last time. Let me make sure this is all good. Okay. Don't forget these three things. Your neurons require massive amounts of energy to function, and they die when they don't get it. Myelin is made of fat and insulates the communication path between neurons. You can grow new neurons, which is neurogenesis, at any age, and it is possible to increase your rate of neurogenesis by 5 times. So now you need to do these 4 things right now. Eat more good fat, particularly healthy saturated fat from grass-fed butter and meat. Eat a lot less sugar because sugar reduces your rate of neurogenesis. Manage your stress. Stress reduces your rate of neurogenesis. Have more sex, but if you're a man, not every day because you'll waste hormones that are hard to make along with precious mitochondria. Good to know. So now to the topic of today is inflammation, the muffin top in your brain. So before Dave Asprey hacked his mitochondria, his brain didn't work as well as it should. He was often stupendously cranky for no reason, and he would go through random periods of having zero energy. Oh, yeah, and he was fat. He weighed about 50% more than he does now. But he also experienced an array of other physical annoyances that just seemed like a normal part of life because they had been lingering for years. Sore joints, upper back pain, blisters on his feet, countless canker sores, and a double roll muffin top around his middle that seemed to shrink or expand from one day to the next. But he could still kick some ass, at least often enough to force his way through his career and relationships using willpower. He didn't know at the time that inflammation plays a key role in mitochondrial performance. It wasn't until he began to focus on how he could increase his energy and mental focus that he discovered that all of these other symptoms were actually manifestations of the problem we call inflammation. Inflammation itself is an important and useful physiological response. When a pathogen, toxin, or trauma stresses the body, a short-term burst of inflammation is part of its efforts to protect and heal you. Just the other day, he had the chance to see inflammation work its magic on his 7-year-old son. While skateboarding, he fell down and hit his knee. Within seconds, his knee swelled to the size of a softball. That's because inside his body, blood, water, and white blood cells rushed to the site of the injury to begin repair work. Because his son is healthy, the swelling went down over the next few hours as the fluids drained from the tissue. The torn tissue began to heal, and a scab began to form over the damaged skin. All of that hard work required the energy produced by mitochondria. This is an example of short-term or acute inflammation, which is healthy and necessary. Without acute inflammation, small cuts and scrapes would become life-threatening emergencies, and you'd never be able to build new muscle from exercise. Weight-bearing exercise induces mild acute inflammation. Inflammation only becomes a problem when it's chronic, meaning that it lasts for a sustained period of time. with chronic inflammation instead of specific areas of the body becoming temporarily inflamed so you can heal, your full body becomes inflamed and remains inflamed indefinitely. Nobody enjoys feeling bloated and puffy all of the time, but the dangers posed by chronic inflammation are much more serious than simply not being able to fit into your favorite jeans. The odds are high that you have some degree of chronic inflammation slowing you down right now, but rest assured that the Headstrong program will help you address that. Less chronic inflammation equals better performance. It's that simple. Inflammation manifests itself very direct or differently in each area of the body, which is why it's not obvious that skin problems like acne and rashes may have the same underlying cause as your forgetfulness and fatigue. But chronic inflammation is also at the root of many life-threatening diseases. Together, cardiovascular disease, cancer, and diabetes account for almost 70% of all deaths in the United States. Alzheimer's and autism are growing at unprecedented rates. What is the common link between all these diseases? Inflammation. Your brain is actually the first part of the body to suffer when you are chronically inflamed. This is because your brain is sensitive to inflammation anywhere in the body. It doesn't matter if the source of inflammation is your heart, stomach, or left pinky toe. If any part of your body is inflamed, it will release chemicals called cytokines that negatively impact your brain. He didn't realize for a long time that the muffin top around his waist mirrored the muffin top in his brain. Inflammation is at the core of most age-related neurodegenerative diseases. In the case of Alzheimer's disease, inflammation kills off neurons, causing memory loss and other cognitive problems, although there are clearly other mitochondrial-related parts of the disease too. The prefrontal cortex, your human brain, is even more sensitive to inflammation than the rest of your brain, which is why even normal aging is associated with decreased cognitive function and forgetfulness. These symptoms, which are commonly dismissed as byproducts of aging, are actually symptoms of inflammation, which itself lowers mitochondrial function. Scientists have established a connection between non-pathological or normal inflammation in the aging brain and cognitive decline in many species, including pigeons, rodents, and humans. Inflammatory genes are found in higher quantities in aging brains than in youthful ones. Aging brains also have an exaggerated response to stress and infection, meaning they become inflamed more easily. Well, you already know that normal brain aging is for suckers, but you don't have to be old to be suffering from brain performance issues caused by inflammation. Studies show that at any age, inflammation hurts brain performance, specifically your ability to learn, remember, and pay attention. In multiple studies, mice injected with inflammatory substances showed evidence of cognitive impairment in the areas of the brain that govern special relations, learning, and memory. Interestingly, it didn't seem to matter whether the inflammatory substances were injected directly into the brain or into another part of the body. Any inflammation ultimately led to cognitive decline. This all means that the amount of inflammation in your body is impacting your brain's ability to think, learn, and remember right now. This is not just something that will eventually catch up to you. You're unfocused right now because you're inflamed. You can't remember things right now because you're inflamed. You're not as sharp as you want to be right now because you're inflamed. And the worst part is you probably don't even know it. Unchecked inflammation takes away your mental edge long before it causes you any physical pain or discomfort. This means that if you're already experiencing some physical signs of inflammation, your brain has most likely been weakening for a long time. When you dial down the swelling in your body or in your brain, the fog suddenly clears. You can think more clearly, focus when you want to, and remember things with ease. A huge portion of the Headstrong program is dedicated to reducing inflammation throughout the body and therefore in the brain. This is one of the improvements that will give you the fastest and most noticeable results, in large part because inflammation makes your mitochondria work less effectively. When he was getting his MBA at Wharton, Dave Asprey remembers studying extra hard for an exam in a quantitative finance class where he was really struggling. By the morning of the exam, he felt so prepared, but before the test, he ate a salad with a bunch of overripe avocados that had started to go bad. Within a few minutes, I felt my energy reduce. I remember wondering how it was possible that he was starting to get blisters on his feet after walking just a quarter mile to class. Unbeknownst to him, the toxins in his food had triggered inflammatory chemicals to start raging around his body and his brain. When he sat down to take the test, it didn't matter how hard he had concentrated. It was like he didn't study at all. Ultimately, he failed the exam and barely passed the class. At the time, he had no idea that his brain performance had been limited by the same thing that was making his feet hurt, inflammation. What causes inflammation? Anything that irritates the body, including any form of physical or psychological stress, can cause inflammation. Your body's inflammatory response is similar to your fight or flight response. It's there to keep you alive, in this case, so you can heal from an infection or an injury. This response only becomes problematic when it is turned on more often than is necessary or healthy, which unfortunately is the case for most of us. We get less sleep than we should. We are exposed to a daily soup of environmental toxins and light pollution. And we eat processed foods with ingredients that are completely foreign and irritating to our digestive tracts. All of these factors stress our bodies and cause inflammation, which therefore reduces our mitochondrial function. Our contemporary Western diet, with its huge amounts of inflammatory foods, creates an inflammatory internal environment, either because of chemicals that cause inflammation by harming mitochondria, or because our immune system constantly mounts a response against a perceived enemy. In the first instance, when you ingest something that stresses or irritates the gut, such as a toxin or pathogen, it triggers the immune system. Your body responds as if it's been injured and becomes inflamed in an effort to protect itself. Then it gets even worse. Your irritated intestinal lining can develop microscopic tears that allow undigested food particles and bacteria to enter your bloodstream, called leaky gut. A system-wide inflammatory response is triggered as your body attacks these foreign particles. In the second instance, when your immune system responds to an enemy, real or imagined, it does this by releasing a stream of small inflammatory proteins called cytokines into your bloodstream every time to detect a foreign intruder. These cytokines travel through your body, causing oxidative stress to your cells, particularly the mitochondria. In a short amount of time, these cytokines enter your brain, causing an inflamed brain that simply can't make energy the way it's supposed to. The degree to which your brain is inflamed plays a much bigger role in how you feel from day to day than you probably realize. An inflamed brain can make you unreasonably angry, can be a source of severe food cravings that distract you from whatever you're trying to accomplish, and can rob you of your memory, like it did to his during that exam. Depending on your genetics, your body may respond to inflammation by mounting an autoimmune reaction, which causes even more damage as your immune system attacks important systems in your own body. It doesn't stop there. Inflammation can break down the energy production systems in your cells. Remember the electron transport system. It's how your mitochondria create energy by moving electrons around. In Chapter 2, earlier, we discussed that the more efficient your body is at moving electrons in your mitochondria, the more energy and less inflammation you have as a result. But what happens when inflammation causes the cells themselves to swell? The distance those electrons have to move increases, and your mitochondria have to work harder to make the same amount of energy. That means if you're inflamed, your neurons won't work as well since they're so dependent on mitochondria. And when your mitochondria aren't producing energy efficiently, they make a lot more free radicals, which themselves cause inflammation and aging. Yikes. So next time, we're going to talk about inflammation and the gut. Very exciting. Now, you also, I've included this time in the show notes that a link to the actual CD, a physical CD of Dave Asprey's book. You can just click on the link in the description there. And you can also join the wait list for the Brain Builders Masterclass in there. We're going to be starting that next month, hopefully, once I get it all optimized and upgraded. So look forward to that as well. Or you can also, if you don't have the show notes in front of you, you can go to bit.ly/waitlistbb, and that will give you an opportunity to opt into the wait list so that you can be notified via email whenever we do open registration. This is the Brain Builders Podcast, and I am your host, Dr. John DeWitt. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have a phenomenal day.